It is Monday, January 13th, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me, Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Still excited about getting back out in the world.
Well, between the winter storm in mid-December, then the holidays, and then more little storms hither and yon, it's everyone's kind of been off routine, I think.
So we're getting back to it. And you can start this week with Sandwiched In on Wednesday at noon at the Shiloh Museum.
This is free.
This is free. They have cookies.
It's better than free, then.
They also have a program on coverlets, which are not the same thing as quilts.
As you have told me in the past.
And never the twain shall meet, because the two groups get very offended if you don't understand.
Now, from a practical standpoint, they serve the same purpose, keep me warm?
Yes, they're both intended to keep you warm.
So for a layperson, it's understandable if there is some confusion.
The difference is a quilt, a lot of the old quilts were made of leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
And a coverlet was designed for its purpose because it's woven.
Gotcha.
And the design is woven into it.
Mm-hmm.
So it started life as what it is. And
gotcha.
A quilt started life as a house dress.
Or a shirt, or right.
So it's really interesting. But these two lovely ladies, Mary Benson of Eureka Springs and Laura Redford of Rogers, saw a textile at the Shiloh Museum in Springdale that they liked. They decided they were going to research the coverlets in the Shiloh collection, and they've come up with this program now to talk about them.
All right.
It'll be really interesting. Like I said, it's free, and they have cookies.
And that's Wednesday.
At noon at the Shiloh Museum.
Usually takes about an hour?
It depends on who's talking.
Okay. But you could go at lunch and get a lot of it.
Oh, yeah.
You had to go back to work.
That's the name. You can bring your sandwich and eat. Nobody will make fun of you.
Becca Martin-Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.